Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome, welcome one and all to Real Country for another week. It is indeed Ben Sorensen here. Now, before we get into what's on the show this week, don't forget you can call my request line anytime. 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Now, on the show this week, featuring some great tunes from Drew McAllister, a cute little ditty from Jasmine Atkins, a new indie track from Brigginshaw, a single with the most awesome title ever from 8-Ball Aitken, Lynn Botel, something exciting from Ashley Munro's new album, and chats with Brantley Gilbert and the amazing Aussie country superstar Becky Cole. All still to come on Real Country. But now let's kick it off with a track from her Superheroes album. This is Amber Lawrence, I Will Love You.
Buzzed up on cheap wine, drunk on your green eyes, and all I can't think about right now, baby, is kissing you. You make my heart rock. You're the don't in the don't stop. Making me fall in love again every day is what you do. This is my last breath, these are my last words. Screaming out loud to the whole world heard. All that I know and all that is true is I will love you. I can't say what tomorrow brings. I can only promise this one thing. Crazy, oh, let them lock me up, baby. Oh, we could skip town, get around, living on nothing but our love. It don't matter if the sun shines, you know we're bound to have hard times. We can turn the lights out, hunker down, hold on and cover up. And this is my last breath, but these are my last words.
Sweat dripping from a young man's brow. He's working hard at working it out. Keeps an eye on the sky above, but it never comes. He's raising up a young family, and every morning she makes him coffee. Been waiting for the day when she's had enough, but it never comes. Ain't nothing changed in 100 years. Working hard like his dad and his dad before him.
told him about the droughts that had come before him. Never seemed quite real, but now, now that time's come. There ain't a damn thing left to do but carry on and push on through it. Blue skies don't last forever. Yeah, it's gonna come. Ain't nothing changed in 100 years. Working hard like his dad and his dad before him. Come what may, he'll be right here. When the rain don't come, ain't gonna stop him. Sun comes up, clouds passing by. Sun goes down and it's still dry. A man's gotta work to survive when he's waiting on a black sky. Dad before me. Come with me, I'll be right here. When the rain don't come, ain't gonna stop me. Sun comes up, clouds passing by. Sun goes down and it's still dry. A man's gotta work to survive.
A new track from Drew McAllister called Black Sky. You can check it out on iTunes, where all good music is sold. Now, we all have loved someone we know we probably shouldn't have, and Jasmine Atkins summed it up well with this track that hit the top 10 on the iTunes charts. This is Jasmine Atkins, Everywhere I Go.
But I know is Chelsea Basham, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen on Real Country.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolaba Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey, Sarah Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Mooloolaba Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. Now, for all things country, go to the website, realcountrymix.com. Still to come on the show, Social Country, Unheard and Unsigned, and my chat with Brantley Gilbert. Now, Becky Cole has recorded another honest, warm, beautiful chapter of her life in her new album, Sweet Rebecca, and she's also put out a book called Poster Girl. I catch up with Becky Cole to discuss the roller coaster that we call life. The sweetest, most amazing woman that I've met in a long time, Becky Cole. How are you?
Oh, I'm well now. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. What a lovely introduction.
Look, I find you such a fascinating person, and I think that you've been so honest and transparent about your journey and your transition. I think you've become this amazing inspiration for people, and this wonderful, honest person that goes, look, life is full of ups and downs, but you can still do all right out of it, and you can still have fun, and you can, you know, still learn these lessons and still go on the journey.
Thank you so much for that, Ben. You know, I mean, I've always said here's my heart, it's on my sleeve, and you can see what's in it, you know. And I think that in this world of country music that I'm in, I think people love honesty. And, you know, it's a very literal way of writing a song in country music. It's what Keith Urban calls, you know, see truck, say truck. There's no look for the hidden meaning. And it's been very easy, I suppose, to open myself up and be completely honest. And I think it's important. It's what people want from you.
While we're talking about stories and evolution, a really decent chunk of that honest story is in your book, Poster Girl. I think Poster Girl is just written so, so well. And Australians love a good yarn, and an honest one, communicated beautifully, and that's exactly what you've done with Poster Girl.
It's always really scary when you're putting so much of yourself out there. And at first, that first week, that I've never felt any fear like it the first week that the book was out, because, and you know, when I shook somebody's hand and they said, I've just read your book, you know, and it had only been out for 24 hours and they stayed up all night reading it, you know.
Wow.
And I thought, wow. And I looked at this person in the eye and I thought, you know so much more about me than I ever expected people to know, because it was never on my list of things to do, to write a book. But, you know, I don't regret it for a second, you know, and I also don't regret the level of honesty that I have, and the stories, and obviously, you know, the hiccups that I've had along the way. And I think it's important. You can't just choose the best part of life to write about. If you're given the task of writing a memoir, it's important to write all the twists and turns and speed bumps along the way that got you there.
Now, let's move on to the album, Sweet Rebecca. What a great name for an album that does sum it up beautifully. And the title track, of course, Sweet Rebecca, is such a wonderful song that sort of eloquently ties together all of these concepts we've been talking about in the book, and honesty and evolution and a heart doing what a heart will do. With all the mistakes and learnings and experiences and highs and lows, I think the one thing that comes through is love. And when I think of Becky Cole, I think warmth and love. in all of its varied forms, in all of its varied shades. So after you've had all of these experiences, do you love differently?
Oh, well, look, that's so very sweet, Ben. Thank you. And look, yes, I suppose I do, in a sense that I realise how delicate we all are, you know, after, as I said, the twists and turns of life. And so I think I was very open creatively after when I was writing this book, because I had just finished writing the memoir. So all these memories had been stirred up, and I kept thinking, oh, I can't wait to write that song. I can't wait to, you know, to get back to songwriting, I suppose, while I was in the middle of writing the book. And so for me, I suppose it was getting back to that, just being honest and just saying things from the heart. And Sweet Rebecca, the actual song, comes about from finding this photograph of me that, you know, the publishing company wanted me to put some pictures in the middle of the book. And I found this photo of me 7 years old, and I just wanted to jump in the photo and warn that little girl of the of all of those twists and turns, and you know, so
the impending survivable doom.
That's exactly right. And you know, these days the only person that calls me Rebecca is my grandmother, who's 96 and still sells Avon. And you know, it was back then until my year six teacher called me Becky, and I just thought, wow, I love that name and I love that teacher. So then after that, nobody could call me anything else.
Well, it's an absolutely amazing song, and I think the album is just brilliant. And it's important now for people to get the Becky Cole set, which is the album and the book as well, so you can listen to the music on loop and you can read the story behind it. It is absolutely amazing. And thank you so much, Becky Cole, for being so warm, so honest, and sharing your story. Thank you.
That's my absolute pleasure. Thank you for getting me, Ben. You always have, and I appreciate it.
I came across a photograph of me. Looks about 100 sins ago. As innocent can be. Lord, if she knew way back then what I now know. I could tell that girl a thing or two. I'm staring at little miss, I don't have a clue. So that's what hearts look like before they break. Sweet Rebecca, better hang on for dear life. Before it gets right, there'll be all kinds of wrong. Sweet Rebecca, it's a roller coaster ride. Is it really mine? It sure disappeared like freckles on my face. I'm looking at the calm before the storm. Without about a billion listeners known. If I'm the after, she's the before. I want to point out all the corners not to turn. The sweet Rebecca. Sweet Rebecca, it's a roller coaster.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
He didn't say a word today. He just sat there in his chair. And every hour I brought the tray. But he never broke his stare. If I try too hard, he pushes me away. My heart forgives a bruise or two. Sometimes he cries like a baby in my arms, and I rock him like I used to do. To broken soldiers ever mend, is anybody on their side? They'd fight the war alone before they let their broken soldier fall. They took his uniform away. He's no good to them like this. And his wife, she didn't stay. Couldn't face the kids. A year of pleading for his safe return. A year of not so silent prayer. He came back, but I don't recognize the man. He's still missing over there. Do broken soldiers ever mend? Is anybody on their side? And all the battle-weary mothers are the bravest of them all. 'Cause they'd fight the war alone before they let their broken soldier fall. He wore Australia's flag with pride. He was born to do. And now my son is dead inside. What's a mother supposed to do? Do broken soldiers ever mend? Is anybody on their side? The hero is denied. And I'm a battle-weary mother. Won't someone hear my call? 'Cause I'd fight the war alone before I let my broken soldier fall. We'll fight the war. Let our broken soldiers fall.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was Becky Cole. Now, on to Unheard and Unsigned, the segment that is all about established and emerging indie artists. And this is their time to shine. Now, if you want your track here, all you have to do is get your track to me. Head to realcountrymix.com and follow the links. This week, a track from Brigginshaw. This is Summertime.
I said, put on your blue jeans, baby. Let's go out tonight. I got a feeling like I gotta be somewhere to make this all seem right. I don't know what I want, I don't know what I need, but I know that you're here with me. Just a simple kiss from her lips has got me thinking maybe we were falling in love, we were falling apart. It was bound to end right from the start. And though it might sound crazy when I think of you, baby, I can almost taste that night, sweet summertime. Sweet summertime. We were sitting in a bar in old downtown. I was sipping something strong, hiding in a corner booth, fooling around. I knew it wouldn't be long till she was running with my heart, playing me along, singing some heartbroken country song. Just a simple kiss from her lips has got me thinking maybe. From the start, and though it might sound crazy when I think of you, baby, I can almost taste that night.
Now, there's nothing I love more than a great music festival in a cracking great Australian town. Now, there's the Tamworth Country Music Festival, the Gympie Music Muster, CMC Rocks, and now there's a new kid on the block, the Mwollumbah Country Roots Festival, to add to the diary, October 2 to 5. There's so much to see and do at the festival, and the lineup is pretty amazing, with over 60 acts including Casey Chambers, Busby Maru, the Davidson Brothers, Archie Roach, Sarah Storer, Bill Chambers, James Blundell, Harry Hoogie, Lynn Botell, and a whole heap more. You're going to absolutely love it. You can see the full lineup and get your tickets for the Mwollumbah Country Roots Festival from mcrfest.com. That's mcrfest.com. Be part of something special. After the break, we've got your requests in social country and my chat with Brantley Gilbert.
Hell yeah!
Can you hear me, Luke?
This is Luke.
And Duke. This is Bo.
Duke.
We are
Calster Kemp.
We're Calster Kemp. And you're listening to Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Oh yeah! Goo, goo, goo.
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news as well. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments, give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. behindthewheel.com.au, where motoring starts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first
Mooloombah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey's, Sara Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Mooloombah Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5. Tickets from mcrfest.com.
Hey there, this is Roo Arcus, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Everybody thinks a cowboy won't let you hold him too long. Restless as hell to cut another trail, saddle up and get gone.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. Now, for all things country, go to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, social country, it is your opportunity to get your requests on the show. All you need to do is let me know what those requests are. You can contact me via facebook.com/realcountry. Respond to one of our posts or send me an email there. On top of that, you can be old school. You can pick up the phone because I love hearing from you guys. 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. On top of that, you can shoot me an email or you can find me on Twitter at Real Country Mix. Or if that's all too much, don't stress. Just chill out, grab a cup of tea and go to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now on Facebook, Shirley from Sale. Now, she's a huge 8-Ball Aitken fan, just like me. And from the album The New Normal, this is the best track name ever. Like, ever. And it's also a great choice, Shirley. Here it is. $7 an hour in a chicken suit, which actually kind of reminds me of this job here.
I'll be long, long gone. $7 an hour in a chicken suit. 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 We'll be right back.
Now, again, if you want to get your request on Social Country, just like Shirley did before, then all you need to do is pick up the phone and give me a buzz on the Real Country request line, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Or you can even find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country, on Twitter, @RealCountryMix. Or if that's all too much, don't stress, just go to the website, realcountrymix.com, and all the information is there, which is exactly where Sam from Quilpie got my details. She sent me an email via the website. Now, Sam, I don't think that I've ever seen this artist that you requested not smile and not be happy. She's literally amazing and a wonderful human. Of course, I am speaking of the talented Lynn Botel. And as you've requested, this is Heart of Sorrow.
If I won't weep, let me cry. And if I won't sleep, let me lie. And if I don't break, let me bend. If I seem fake, it's pretend. I won't go without a fight. I'm not gonna beg or borrow my life. Driven by fear to follow that I'm alright. Dragging this heart of sorrows. If I won't sing, I won't speak, let me sing. And if I don't fit, then let me be. And you'll get more, then you'll see. I won't go without a fight. I'm not gonna beg or borrow.
So now's a great time to remind you all of the easiest and cheapest and best way to access all of the Real Country episodes and all the bonus content and all that other stuff that we put out there, all in one place and all conveniently ready for you whenever you want to listen to it on whatever device. We call this our podcast. It is absolutely free, and you can download the Real Country podcast from your favorite podcasting app, whatever that may be. If it's iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, or anything else, all you need to do, go to where you normally get your great podcast from, do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe to keep the country tunes flowing. There are over 200 different shows and interviews for you to enjoy, and it's all absolutely free. So check out the podcast now. After the break, something from Ashley Munro and my chat with Brantley Gilbert.
Hi, Hi there, it's Ashley Monroe from the Pistolannies, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I got a one-way ticket as far as it goes, and I came out like a rose.
Now for 30-second song, powered by our friends at Fiverr.com. Now, this is where we road test music. Country music of all sorts, and you can get to hear 30 seconds of a track as a sample and let me know what you think. We've got so many great tracks that we've had on the show so far. It's exciting, it's fun, it's different, and most of all, it's a great excuse to cram some more music onto the show. Now, you can get your track on 30 Second Song simply by following the links on realcountrymix.com. Go on, do it now, check it out for yourself. This week, it's singer-songwriter Rick Mercer with his track, Tough Times. Here it is.
Couple living just next door. Young Tommy has a job, but they're still a little poor. Never complains about the way things are. Tommy drives an old Ford pickup truck. Had it 2 years, had some pretty good luck. Janie doesn't mind. It ain't a new Cadillac.
That was this week's tune. You can get your track here by visiting realcountrymix.com, and you could be next week's 30-second song.
One, two, three, four.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, the Audreys, Sara Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. Now, for all things country, go to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, I caught up with the multi-award-winning Brantley Gilbert, whose current album is Just As I Am, to ask what his favourite film is.
I got a few favourite movies. Scarface is awesome. But then again, you got, like, The Man from Snowy River, like a classic old cowboy movie. And then Lonesome Dove is a good movie. I like it, too. But then I went to see American Sniper. And I know it's taking a lot of heat and the hell with all that. I'm a huge believer in that guy. I appreciate everything he did for this country. And I think documenting and highlighting a life like his, I think, deserves a spotlight. So I'm glad they made the movie. And I don't really agree with anybody that sees anything wrong with it.
I said some things last night that usually in the morning light I'd regret, like double shots and cigarettes. I said things like I love you, baby, and I know I sound crazy, but let's just work it out. Yeah, maybe it's settled down. I woke up hungover, but still had to call you.
Missing that midnight kiss. I can't promise you forever.
Was Brantley Gilbert, Stone Cold Sober. Now, Ashley Munro's got a new album out called The Blade. It's produced by her close friend and mentor, Vince Gill and Justin Kneebank. Ashley's proven herself to be one of country music's most enchanting and authentic figures, a singer-songwriter from East Tennessee who definitely balances heartbreak with humor and has just the most beautiful, pure soprano voice. This is new for Ashley Munro. It is from her album, The Blade. It is indeed the title track. Here it is now. Check it out.
You caught it by the handle,
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is your lot for the week. Don't forget, you can download the podcast from this show absolutely free on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher, or wherever you get your good podcasts from. All you got to do is search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. Easy. I'd also love you to continue the country conversation on social media as well. You can find the show on facebook.com/realcountry and on Twitter as Real Country Mix. Or if it's all too much, don't stress, just chill out, grab a cup of tea, and head to realcountrymix.com. Now make sure you tune in on the same station at the same time next week, where I'll be bringing you a whole heap more real country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Nothing looks worse than stone chips and scratches on your car's paintwork. It's ugly, expensive to fix, and affects the value of your car. Now you can easily protect your car from stone chips and scratches with a product we've tried and tested, Altrek Skins. You buy it in a roll. Simply cut it to size and apply it to your car's paintwork. Bumpers, mirrors, headlights, bonnet, whatever part of your car needs protecting. It's invisible, tough, and gives your precious paintwork the protection it deserves. Pick up Altrek Skins Invisible Paint Protection at your local auto parts store or order online at altrex.com.au.
1, 2, 3.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey, Sarah Stora, Busby Maru, Archie Roach, and more at the Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival. October 2-5, tickets from mcrfest.com.